Hey everybody, welcome to the Canon Cantina. Mike here. I'm doing my first solo show without Jesse. In case you didn't hear the news in the past couple episodes we posted, or just didn't see it on social media, or whatever, Jesse is a brand new dad, and he is obviously taking some very important time for him and his family. So I'm going to be kind of running the ship here. Maybe call it running the shop here if we're a cantina. He's kind of left me in charge. I'm sure that terrifies him, but we'll see what happens over the next several weeks, and I'm sure he'll pop in whenever he's available. But once again, congratulations to Jesse and his family. So I didn't really plan on recording anything tonight. I know that we teased in our season 2 preview that we had like some new show ideas, and I've got like some other things prepared. But I sat down tonight after all the Project Luminous stuff hit the internet, and wrote down some notes. I was like, oh, well, I have a podcast. Other people might be interested in hearing this, so I figured I'd go ahead and record something. So here's what I did. I was not in on like the live streams or people live tweeting about it as it happened. I just kind of read everything after it was over. They cut together a nice trailer, they being Lucasfilm, cut together a nice trailer for Project Luminous, or I guess we can maybe start calling it the High Republic era. Anyway, so I watched it twice, pausing to write notes and do all this other stuff, just kind of write a few things down, think about things. I went to Twitter just to look at some pictures from people that were there and see a few reactions, and then I kind of wrote down just my thoughts and reactions. So that's kind of the order that we're going to tackle things in here. So starting with the first time through the Project Luminous trailer, I didn't really know what to expect from this. I know there had been speculation of this taking place 400 years before the prequel trilogy. I personally was hoping that that was not the case, because the Old Republic is just not that interesting to me. Like, I've played video games about it. I've read some other books about it already that are legends now. I was ready for things to go in a new direction. But the Project Luminous reveal, it kind of took those expectations in a different direction that I didn't expect, and I'm very intrigued. So I'm just going to go through the notes I took as I watched the trailer. So the trailer starts with some nice voiceover of just what's next for Star Wars, where do you go from here? We get the nice drone shot over Skywalker Ranch. Still would love to go there. It's a beautiful looking place. We get Pablo and some other people talking about just, okay, we got these people together to figure out what's next for Star Wars. And on the B-roll that's going, we see a picture, or not a picture, but a cut of just one of those big, like, sticky pads that's got three columns on it. It's got fiction, Star Wars, with a heart by it. So maybe that's things we like about Star Wars. And then the last column is Star Wars wishes. And this has a lot of interesting things. I'm not going to read everything. You can find this easily enough just by watching the trailer. But all these authors that they brought together, they all had a lot of things that they wanted to make sure showed up in this new writing project. The fact that it's authentically lived in. I really like that diversity is high up on this list in just fiction in general. Feelings, relatable characters, and humor. Star Wars is fun, and I'm glad that that made it to like this. Maybe this was like a, not storyboarding, what do you call it? A brainstorming board. The middle column, Star Wars with a heart by it. It's not pro-war. We've got droids. I think that's awesome. Space and lightsaber battles. We're going to have plenty of those here. But my favorite part here is there is no single or main character. We, you know, had the different trios through the movies, the original trilogy, the prequels, and the sequels. Hopefully that kind of lasts through the books here. And then the last column, Star Wars Wishes. High Republic is at the top, and that was awesome enough. It obviously became like the title for everything. Some fun things on here. We've got Star Wars University. Dinosaurs with an exclamation mark. That's fun. Sith Empire is on there. And then there are Splinter Force Group users. We've read a little bit about that in like the Star Wars comics. Yoda's Secret War, I think. There was a group he encountered that called it the it was in Legends of Luke Skywalker, a group that called the Force the Tide. The Knights of Ren in Charles Soule's comic called the Force the Shadow. So maybe we'll see some more of that, and that's pretty interesting. So then we get the clip of Alec Guinness, "A thousand generations, Jedi Knights with the Galleons of Peace and Justice in the galaxy," and people asking, what does that look like? And that's an interesting question. We find out that it's Jedi Knights of the Round Table. So going back to like King Arthur, Arthurian legend is pretty interesting. We see a lot of concept art throughout this video. They talk about, Pablo specifically talks about how this is similar to producing a movie with all of the pre-production and concept artists they've brought in. I just took some notes on things that showed up, like the different concept art pieces. So right when they mentioned Jedi Knights of the Round Table, we see some Jedi, we see a staff lightsaber, a crossguard lightsaber, and we see yellow and purple lightsabers, which is interesting, not just exclusively blue and green. Purple no longer reserved exclusively for Mace Windu. Then Pablo talks about the Republic has borders. It does not span the entire galaxy, and that's where a lot of the conflict is happening. And we see some concept art that my first pass through wrote down, oh, it looks like they put Jack Black in Star Wars. But then second look, I'm like, oh, no, that actually looks like they put Pablo Hidalgo in this character, which is funny. And then perhaps my favorite line of this entire trailer comes up. I forget who, I didn't write down who, but they call Jedi Knights were like the Jedi Texas Rangers, which is awesome. I need to get to work making some Walker Jedi Ranger memes right away. Second pass through, I did see that this particular Jedi Ranger had a blaster, like holster, which was awesome. That's actually one of my biggest complaints about Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, a game that I did not connect with very well, didn't like a lot of it. But my one of my biggest things, or maybe not a complaint, but something that could easily make the experience more fun for me, is if Cal, your main character, could use a blaster, even just a blaster pistol. Learn from Kyle Katarn. Back in the day, he carried 10 weapons on him. You just use the number keys to switch. I think you can carry your lightsaber and a blaster. That would have made things so much more enjoyable, easier. Pick one. Both of those for me. Then it's laid out that we're going to get stories for adults, teens, and kids. So we are targeting everybody with this, which is awesome. It's spanning across 10 different publishers, including IDW Comics, Marvel Comics, just Disney Publishing, others that I didn't write down all 10 of them, but it was crazy. I did not expect this to be that big of a project. Once again, I didn't write down who, but somebody mentions that this new project allows them to tell fast, interconnected stories across multiple years. And that immediately just set off all the alarms in my head of, oh, this is Legends. This is the old expanded universe. Not in a bad way, but that's kind of what we got, especially if you go back to our season one archives and our Legends episodes. Those were taking place over several years, but a lot of them came out back to back to back. It's very interesting, the parallels going on here. I like that we have a core group of heroes that's going to expand over time, and I think that the concept art they showed here had a Bith Jedi, so that's fun. And perhaps the most exciting, or at least to me, maybe most interesting thing, they revealed in this trailer who the new villains are. Who are the antagonists for the Jedi of the High Republic? They are the Nihl, not the N-I-L-E, the N-I-H-L. So I wonder how often that, just play on nihilism is going to bother me when I read these things. I guess I should cue up my Big Lebowski quotes. They're nihilists, Donnie! But they are described as space Vikings. And in the concept art that we're seeing, we see a lot of familiar aliens that are wearing masks with breathing tubes. Very Mad Max style. We see Gungans, whatever Max Rebo is, Quarren, Togruta, Rodians. A lot of original trilogy and animation era aliens taking part in this. I don't think we saw any like Abednego or sequel era aliens. And their motto is, you can't take it with you, but we can take it from you. Well, that sounds fun, like space Vikings, pirates. It kind of reminds me of one of my favorite parts of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies with Captain Jack, and I even forget what his first officer's name is, but they're the thing they always say to each other is, take what you can, give nothing back. Kind of reminds me of that. The story is going to start with something called the Great Disaster, which I think is probably going to get an official name in whatever the first books that come out are. I don't know that that will stick. It could. I think they might come up with something better, though. And in that concept art, that's where we see our Wookiee Jedi with some other Jedi. We see a city, like, orbiting a planet, but we see it in the sky, which is super cool. So where did the Nile come from? And the question they asked themselves was, what scares the Jedi? And that's a very, like, intriguing and, like, hair-raising question. It makes the hair stand up on the back of your neck. My first thought was that goes back to in 2013, 14, whenever Lucasfilm was sold to Disney and they brought J.J. Abrams on. There's a video of him saying what convinced him to do The Force Awakens was the question, who is Luke Skywalker? And we've got lots of future episodes discussing him. Did that get answered or not? But that's another thing. Back to Project Illuminus. What scares the Jedi also made me think of the Yuuzhan Vong. Something that, if you have been a longtime listener, I have tried to put off Jesse and I ever talking about. They were invaders from another galaxy in the old expanded universe that were anti-force, basically. They were created as the antithesis of the Jedi. And I imagine we're going to be talking about them a lot now that the Nile are a thing. So then we get a splash page that kind of shows five different covers. We're going to see in the IDW comics, the Star Wars Adventure series. This, to me, looked the most like a placeholder cover. This is a series that's going to be written by Daniel Jose Older, who wrote Last Shot, the Han and Lando novel that I started on Audible, wasn't a fan of, but I've picked up the paperback since then and intend to give it another shot now that Episode 9's come out. And I want to see some more backstory of Han as a father. Next, we have A Test of Courage by Justina Ireland. And the art on this cover made it look like it was a young adult or young reader novel. And then I eventually saw that it was confirmed that that's kind of the target audience. And the protagonist is a 16-year-old Jedi Knight, which is awesome. The cover for this one, it's got two Jedi, two other people, and then a droid. And this droid looks very similar to the one that, or to one of the droids that was at Maz Kanata's castle in Episode 7. Then in the middle, I don't know if it was in the middle because it's like being highlighted or whatever, but we had Light of the Jedi by Charles Soule, who is writing the Marvel comics right now, and the, not Knights of Ren, the Rise of Kylo Ren comic series. I'm pretty down on Marvel comics in general. If you listened a couple episodes ago, I gave my reasons for how we changed up the show format. Wasn't enjoying the comics. I'm really not enjoying the Rise of Kylo Ren series largely. So we'll see if this is supposed to be the flagship or it just happened to be in the middle. But the concept art for this one is very good. We see four different people on the cover. We've got a Wookiee Jedi with a purple lightsaber, a human female with a green lightsaber, a human male with a blue lightsaber, and then a Twi'lek male with a yellow lightsaber. And off in the distance, we see the space station that was featured earlier in some concept art. I think we eventually learned that it's called the Starlight Station, which is super cool. We got the cover for Into the Dark by Claudia Gray, which features a human male with a green lightsaber, and then a human female in just blue coveralls. It looks like she's holding a thermal detonator. Claudia Gray, out of this initial lineup, is maybe the author I'm most excited for, so we'll kind of see where that goes. And then the last one we got, what looked like to be just, if not the cover, a like placeholder cover for the first issue of the Marvel line of Project Luminous or High Republic era, written by Kevin Scott. It features the Nile on it, and my best guess is we see a masked red male Zabrak, and then a masked green female Twi'lek on there. Very Mad Max looking characters. They've got big guns with big clips that kind of look like the like chains or clips or whatever that Baze Malbus from Rogue One had in his big blaster. Very intrigued by the Nile. So that's kind of my thoughts on the trailer after just watching it through twice. Then I went to Twitter just to see anything I might have missed, and I'm sure I still missed some, but I did have some interesting notes after going to see other people's impressions. So once I got to Twitter, I saw people had posted some concept art that I hadn't seen in the trailer. Phil Noto's concept art, there were a lot of Jedi lined up, and some things we saw were orange lightsabers, maybe red lightsabers, a dark saber looking thing, and then a forked lightsaber. Now, I will say, to those of you who, I don't know if we've ever actually mentioned it on the show, I am kind of colorblind, like actually colorblind. So sometimes the purple and the blue don't actually know which one it is. So I could be wrong on some of these lightsaber colors. Then we see some art by, I believe his name is Grant Griff, about just characters and droids. And of particular note, we see like an early version R-series droid. I wonder if they'll even have to back it up, right, to be earlier in the alphabet. These droids, instead of being mainly like body with a tiny head, this thing is mainly head. Its head is shaped like a Mercury space capsule almost, with some big tank treads on it. And then we see some concept art that has Dave Filoni Force Wolves. My nemesis has infiltrated Project Luminous, or at least the concept art of it. I hope that the wolves are not as central to Project Luminous as they were to the story of Star Wars Rebels. Then I saw a question that should have been obvious to me, but I didn't think about it until I saw Brian Young tweet about it. What is Yoda up to in this era? And holy crap. Yoda is like 650 to 700 years old. He's spry and young, relatively, in this area. I wonder how long it will take for Yoda to pop up in some sort of cameo, or does he become a main character here? That could also be interesting. And then I went to Alex and Molly Damon's Star Wars Explain page just to see a few things I missed. And this is where I picked up this called the Starlight Station. Another interesting quote, the Nile use hyperspace in a very dangerous way. That's intriguing. Have they found a way to weaponize hyperspace, or do they use it just like kind of recklessly, sort of like Han using it to go through the shield on Starkiller Base? It's going to be very exciting to see. Ooh, maybe they do a bunch of Haldo maneuvers. Maybe the Haldo maneuver has roots deeper in Star Wars than Episode 8. And then just kind of the last thing I saw on Twitter was this was originally pitched in 2014. I don't have any context of who pitched it or what writers were attached at the time. But I'm kind of glad they held on to it until we finished the saga films. So I just wrote down some thoughts that I had after all of this, watching the trailer twice, kind of scouring the internet. I kind of teased this at the beginning. I was not originally excited for Project Luminous if it took place in what we would have previously referred to as the Old Republic era. Too many Jedi, I thought, just wasn't very interesting, and I'd already had experiences there, so I was ready for something new. Maybe more of a Rian Johnson twist on something new. But that trailer and everything we've seen, I actually am excited now. So trailer did its job, I guess. The next note I had was they're doing this across 10 publishers trying to target wide audiences. They said adults, teens, and kids. That's a lot. How much of this is going to be interconnected? How much teen stuff is going to affect the adult level novels and vice versa? And just will it work? This is very ambitious, and I like that they are trying to get a like jump start on creating a new expanded universe. So then I have some thoughts on the Nile and their parallels to the Yuuzhan Vong. We got the quote, "What scares the Jedi?" And I kind of said this earlier, but they're both attempts at what is the antithesis of the Jedi. The Yuuzhan Vong, you know, they were very dark. They were like literally gaps in the Force. The Jedi could not affect them. All of the art we ever got in comics and like novel covers and concept art was very tribal, and they, you know, their weapons and armor were organic and everything. The Nile definitely look, the sounds stupid when I say it out loud, different but similar, because they've got their masks that are all a similar style. You know, technological masks with like breathing tubes, but and then big brute-ish looking weapons, but they all do still portray this anti-Jedi darkness, which is, at least on concept art, very interesting. Another reason I like this is Project Luminous taking place in this High Republic, or formerly known as Old Republic era, means that the next movies or shows we get will not be set in the Old Republic. That's kind of a backhanded compliment, but I'm not interested in seeing three movies set in this era. I think the right decision is to set your next major stake in books where you can really expand on characters and settings and groups and arcs to really expand on that. You'll get way more detail doing that in books than you will in three movies. So I'm glad that the movies that we're going to get next are probably something different than this. And then the last thing I wrote down, I've kind of already said, but now that authors are no longer forced to write around movies that are coming out, we have finished the Skywalker saga, and we've gotten a lot of good canon novels that have been written around it. But now that we're no longer pigeonholed here, we can really set these authors free, set their creativity free, and we're creating not a new galaxy, because it's the same galaxy, but just a brand new time in that same galaxy. Because to me, this feels different than anything we've got in current canon. And the stuff that we got in Legends was even set before this. So this could almost even fit in with maybe some of the Legends stuff that is out there. I'll freely admit that the Legends stuff that happened before the prequels, I'm not as familiar with. That's kind of Jesse's wheelhouse. But this is exciting, and I did not expect to be saying that about Project Luminous. I'm actually looking forward to August when these books come out, if I'm able to go to Star Wars Celebration and find out more of what we're going to learn there. I can't imagine these things coming out before Celebration happens in August. So that's kind of my initial reaction to the Project Luminous news here on the evening that it was all announced. Feel free to yell at us on social media if you've got differing opinions or just other things we hadn't thought of. At The Canon Cantina on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Yeah, so thank you all for joining me here on my first solo journey without Jesse. Hope it wasn't too terrible. I had a good time. Hope you all enjoyed listening to what I had to say about Project Luminous. We will be back soon with some new content here in this new era, the second season of The Canon Cantina. Cheers, everybody, and may the Force be with you.
Boring conversation anyway.